You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I am Allison Renborg from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and you are listening to the monthly Equine Affair episode of Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for March 19th. Oh, small panic. Episode 3908. This episode is brought to you by Equine Affair. Good morning, Horse World.
Well, good morning, everybody. As you know, the third Thursday of every month is our Equine Affair episode, where we get to talk to some interesting people who are involved with Equine Affair in one way or another. And we are less than two months away now from the next Equine Affair happening in Ohio in April. I always can remember when it is because it's always 2 weeks before the Kentucky three-day event.
There you go. Yep. Lots of popular things happening in April. We are technically 30 days from right now. It'll be 20 days from when this airs.
Oh, is that correct?
Yeah.
That close. Wow. Yeah. So I remembered it from the old days when I used to work with Bit of Britain, and we used to set up at Equine Affair, and then we used to take the trucks directly down to Kentucky. We never even brought them home. We just drive them to Kentucky right after.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a long time ago. Well, I did that. I don't miss setting up a huge booth like that and taking it down, doing it twice in 1 month.
No, that would be exhausting. You'd have to like take a 5-hour nap after.
It was a good month for business, though, between Equine Affair and Kentucky, which Bit of Britain always did well at both. So, yeah. You know, it was always a good month. We did well. In any case, what's coming up on today's show?
Oh, man, we got a good show for you today. We are announcing a special new feature at Equine Affair. So this is kind of a big festive and festivity kind of episode. We're going to talk about the Western Life Today alleyway.
Okay.
So Western Life Today, as you know, and as the audience knows, has been sponsoring Cowtown and Cooper, our Western educational feature, for about 3 years. And now we're expanding Cowtown by introducing the alleyway. And it's a way for special pop-up clinicians and exhibitors to kind of come up and talk about what they do and do demonstrations and do giveaways and things like that in the Western Life Today booth in the Bricker building. So we're going to chat with Jenny Van Weeren Page, who's from Western Life Today, to learn more about that. And then we're going to talk to Jackie Jo Lee of Anima Soul, because she will have some products in the Western Life Today alleyway that are all about red light therapy. So it should be a pretty cool episode.
All right. Very good. And I did want to announce to our listeners that Ashley will be there representing this year for Horse Radio Network and for Horses in the Morning. And she'll be recording the episodes with you that we usually do live there. So there'll still be three special episodes. And she's covering for me this year. And I do appreciate, she's always fun. She's better than me anyway. So, and are tickets still available? Can people still get tickets to the event and to...
Yeah.
To Fantasia? Yes.
Please buy your tickets. Go ahead and get them early. Get them out of the way. That way you've got it so that when you come, you can come right in and get to shopping or get to learning or get to making a beeline for the Horse Radio Network booth so you can meet Ashley, because she's going to be there. And if my memory of last year is correct, she will be dressed to the nines every single day. You won't miss her. Yeah. She is the gorgeous fashion plate of the network.
Yeah, so no doubt. The best dressed of any of my hosts, that's for sure. Hey, can you also, there's one thing that people can do from home, and that's be part of the raffle. Is that still going on?
Yes. Yeah. So you don't have to come to the event to sign up for the raffle. And I encourage you to do it. We have so many great prizes, including like a 1-2 night a night at a equine host vacation home. So like, why not sign up? All it takes is you just go onto our website and look for the free raffle. You fill out some questions, give your opinions, and then you're entered. And you're going to have a chance to win all kinds of cool stuff. So it's always worth entering, even if you can't make it to join us.
Very good. And if you know what, if you have used tack or riding apparel or horse equipment that you no longer use, you can turn it into cash at Equine Affair. And this is always so popular. Consign your items in the Marketplace Consignment Shop at Equine Affair, happening April 9th through the 12th at the Ohio Expo Center. You can sign up early and save $5 on your consignment fee by pre-registering by April 1st, or you can go sign up at the event and consign on site. And there's always tables and tape. I mean, a lot of stuff. Sign up in the link in our podcast notes. I'll put it in there, or find out more by visiting equineaffair.com and searching for the Marketplace. This is so cool, and there's always a ton of stuff there. I mean, everybody goes there to shop, but they also go to their shop for the consignment stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it really is sort of an addictive bargain hunting area. Like, everybody goes there and they're sorting through all the stuff, and there's all kinds of people sell everything in there. I mean, you can shop for a cart, you can shop for saddles, obviously bridles, bits, briars.
Any kind of clothes from any era, dating back about 100 years.
Yes, that's true.
Some of them going, okay, I grew up in high school in the 70s, and this is definitely from the 70s.
Also, I love it when people trot out the like really weirdly themed equine decor from the home.
Yes.
So like, there are some weird horsey lamps where like, I have this memory of this picture from several years ago, and it was like a horse, but it was all twisted around, and so it's like you saw the head and the tail at the same. It was weird, but it's like you never know who's gonna want to buy it and pay big money for it, and who just wants to sell it, because you know, we get, as horse people, we get given all this stuff and it's like, oh, it's got a horse on it, she's gonna love it. Well, not always.
Yeah, we had a yard sale here the other day, and there were a lot of people that came actually and bought. Most of the horse stuff got sold. Most of the household stuff didn't, but the horse stuff got sold. So,
oh yeah,
yeah. All right, who's our first guest today?
Yes, so our first guest is Jenny Van Weeren Page. Jenny is a sales rep with EG Media and works with a variety of incredible horse magazines, including Western Life Today, Horse Illustrated, and Young Rider. She's also the friendly face that you'll see at the Western Life Today booth at Equine Affair, and one of the superstars involved in producing a new feature, the Western Life Today Alleyway. So let's welcome Jenny to the show to chat more about this exhibit. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Yeah, it's kind of a long time in coming. We've been talking about this concept for several months, and now we get to finally launch it into the world.
Yay, I know it's here. I'm going to try not to, you know, start that planning panic mode yet, but it's all good. Everything's getting really exciting for the moment.
Yeah, you can ask Glenn. I'm usually panicking behind the scenes right about now. So.
Yeah, and from this point until April, it's just nonstop.
Yeah, it's nonstop. It's been nonstop, but the panic did start setting in yesterday. So officially, I'm in panic mode. So I'm glad you're not there yet.
I'm still in happy-go-lucky mode. We're ready. We're excited. Ready to go.
Good. So before we dive into that, I wanted to bring up that Horse Illustrated is celebrating a huge anniversary. So tell us the big news. Tell us the announcement.
Yes, thank you for that. Horse Illustrated is so excited. It's our 50th anniversary of print publication.
Wow.
So a little round of applause to Horse Illustrated for that milestone.
There's probably not many magazines left in the world, let alone horse magazines, that are that old.
Yeah, and print too, that are still on newsstands and come in mailboxes every other month. It's a real accomplishment, and obviously we have some great people to thank along the way. And part of that is we have a special 100-page collector's edition coming out this year to celebrate Best of Horse Illustrated.
And, wow!
It's the cover's beautiful. There's really great stories, some historical behind the scenes, previous issues, some fun fashion flashbacks, which you can imagine. And those are going to be pretty entertaining.
Yes, definitely some comedy and some drama and some.
Exactly. Yes, all the things. But so that'll be out the end of this month, and people can pre-order it now. And we will be having that available at Equine Affair. So we're really excited to have that as part of our celebration.
Oh, that's so cool. I can't wait to see it. Cause like, I remember several years ago when I first, when I got to write my first story for Horse Illustrated, I was so excited. Like when it came in the mail, I could not believe it. I was finally in Horse Illustrated, and like that flush has never really gone away. I still love that I got to write for that publication, because it was literally one I grew up with, like we all did. Yeah. Glenn probably remembers the first issue, right?
Yeah. Actually, I only got into the horse thing about 40 years ago, so I probably...
Okay, so yeah. The 10th anniversary.
I know, and it is a full circle for a lot of people, and we love hearing those stories. And, you know, we have some of our readers that I think probably have collections that go back almost the entire span of the magazine. So it's really great to hear that. And we know the posters were a big part of Horse Illustrated, then that carried into Young Rider magazine as that came out. So really
that was
cool.
What my wife, because she probably did get the first one, but the posters were the thing.
Yes. They are beautiful. So
yes, I had those posters on my walls for sure. Like all the horse girls, you know, you had to have that Horse Illustrated poster every month.
Yeah, I know. It's very cool. So some other, so part of the anniversary, we also have our, we're launching a Hero of the Month, which is a way to recognize some outstanding individuals in the equine community. So people can nominate their vet, their trainer, or anyone small or large scale that they feel like has made an impact in their horse's world or in horse's world in general. So that's
or really your cool. favorite podcast host. Everybody nominate Glenn, right?
Yeah. So that's exciting too. And then we have our monthly webinars that are educational as well. So Horse Illustrated has a lot of things going on to celebrate, and we're really excited.
That's awesome. And I also love that naturally you guys have had to evolve over the years. You're not the same as you were 50 years ago, because you can't be. And that's what some of those activities you're talking about with the Hero of the Month and the podcasts that you guys do, and just all the things, the webinars, that's really cool. And it's a way to spread the education out in different ways, not just print. So that's awesome. So of course, Horse Illustrated, you guys also produce Western Life Today, and Western Life Today became involved with Equine Affair by sponsoring our Cowtown and Cooper feature, which has just been huge the last few years. And it's been really fun. And I was just wondering, why do you think Cowtown has become so popular? Why do you think people are really diving into the whole Western experience? Like, it's becoming more mainstream.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Western Life Today, so that started as a special interest publication from Horse Illustrated. So that was, you know, an annual piece, and it was so popular that it became its standalone publication. And so that's the hybrid model of two print and four digital. So I think from that alone, you can see that popularity and growth. I think, you know, Horse Illustrated has always had a really good representation of both English and Western riders in their readership. And I think the Western side has just seen that growth with people. You know, I don't want to say COVID had some positive things from it, but I think we all learned to spend a little more time kind of doing those things we love and, you know, getting back to the barn. And I think people were looking for ways to spend more time with their horse and trying new things like the Western discipline, you know, all the things that go with it. I don't think Yellowstone hurt anything either.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think that was always there, but I think, you know, over the last few years, we've just seen people kind of maybe willing to try new things in the Western world. While it's not a new thing, obviously, it may be new to some horse owners, and just another opportunity to spend time with their horses and, you know, do it in a different saddle.
And I think, we're seeing more crossover between English and Western that we ever, and the other way than we ever have before too. Then I would say 20 years ago, we didn't see that like we do now. And especially cow work, English riders, my wife, you know, the eventer, and Jamie, my co-host, both loved working cows when they got to do it. They would do that again in a minute.
Absolutely. And you can do it in an English saddle.
Yeah, that's right. or whatever saddle, really.
So I don't think I'd want to do that, but I haven't seen it, but I think I'd prefer the Western saddle personally, but I could imagine my English riders having a good time.
Yes. But yeah, so the Western, and obviously the Western Life Today and Cowtown, that was a natural, merge for us. That was, what's more Western than horses and cows, right? So, Western Life Today really has a focus on a little bit of the lifestyle side, apparel, events, travel, but then we also have that core disciplines. Our February digital just had Ranch Sorting 101. So that opportunity to continue the education into the Cowtown area just made sense for us. And we appreciate Equine Affair partnering with us. It's been a great partnership for sure.
Well, and it was really just a very happy day when you guys agreed to sponsor it. And we appreciate it for sure. And then Cowtown really has just taken off. I think this is our third year doing it. And we had an inkling, this is going to be a popular feature, but then people love it. And they've also begged for it to be in our Massachusetts event. We did manage to bring cattle to Mass last November, which was really fun. We didn't do the full Cowtown, but we did a little Cowtown and people loved it. And so this year we're kind of branching out because it's been so popular, because it's pulling people in and really keeping them in their seats with Cowtown. We're kind of spreading it out now to the Bricker with sort of a new feature starring Western Life Today. Do you want to talk about the Alleyway project and what that's going to look like?
Yeah. So again, like Allison said, it's just an expanded kind of version of that partnership. And so Horse Illustrated, Western Life Today, and Young Rider have all, we're all kind of one and the same everywhere we go. We have three heads, but we've had a footprint and sponsorship booth space at Equine Affair. And in kind of our brainstorming session, we talked about expanding that and having the ability to bring in some new partners to introduce to the attendees. We're really excited to have some new products, some familiar faces, and we're going to have CORE is going to be with us. They have equine, things for the stalls, still toys for the horses. Chewy is coming on. Stud Muffins, and we're excited for Anima Soul as well, some red light therapy, and then our partner and Equine Affairs partner, Pat Pirelli, and his natural horsemanship are going to be there. So the booth is going to be a larger space so people can come and engage with us, talk about all things Western, all things Horse Illustrated, and talk about those brands and get some education and sign up for prizes as well.
Yeah, so you just dropped kind of the big announcement that Pat Pirelli is going to be at Equine Affair, sort of a fun pop-up clinician exhibitor with Western Life Today. So that'll definitely keep the alleyway busy, I think.
Yeah, hopefully I didn't drop too much news there, Allison.
No, it was perfect. Like that was the whole idea behind today's episode, is we're making the big announcement. So,
perfect.
Yeah. So I think a lot of people will be very happy to hear that. And then some of the other exciting guests that you mentioned, I'm excited to hear about more about them too. What do you imagine, since it's the first time, it's going to be a new experience, but what do you think people will enjoy the most about coming to the alley? What do you think? What would you recommend? How would you tell people to structure their tour of the alleyway?
Yeah. So I think you can come visit us every day. You can come spend time with us, as much time as you want. We want it to be interactive. We want people to come in, spend time with us. Like you said, learn about the products, meet Pat. He will be in the alleyway at the booth daily. And so we have, like I said, Pat is one of our contributors to Horse Illustrated as well. So he has some great education pieces to share with people, and that will be available in the alleyway as well. But like I said, we have all of our partners are doing really exciting giveaways. So in addition to learning about their products, you can enter to win some prizes. We'll have our special subscription rates for attendees at the event, and of course our anniversary edition as well. But one thing we're brainstorming on, we don't have it detailed out yet, but we're thinking of a fun kind of bingo style game where people can do little activities throughout the weekend and win a chance to spin the prize wheel. So that should be fun.
That's always fun. Everybody loves a prize wheel. Like, it doesn't matter how tiny it is or how big it is. It's just exciting to have the chance to win a prize. So I love that. And it sounds like you're going to have some great offerings. So that's one thing people love when they come shopping at the trade show. They love to sign up for all the giveaways. So you guys heard it first. Make sure you step by the Western Life Today alleyway to sign up for all those cool giveaways. And I'm going to go over there so I can look at the Horse Illustrated, you know, 100 or 50 year, wouldn't that be funny? 50 year special. I think that's going to be really fun to see too.
Yeah. Like I said, the issue is coming out the end of this month. So people can pre-order now or stop by and purchase it at the event. And I think, so Pat will be there in person. I think our good friend, Reese Coffler Stanfield, I believe, is going to be there. And
yes,
no doubt we'll get her to come and stop by and say hi a little bit, too.
Yeah, so you can have a celebrity meet and greet over there.
That's right. That's right. So, and we have, I'm sure we'll have a few more things that we're still kind of cooking up between now and then. But it'll be an exciting time. Like I said, we're all happy on the Horse Illustrated Western Life Today side to meet everybody. If you're not familiar with the publications, come take a look at them, read them, peruse. They all have really great content, and it'll be a good time. We're excited.
Yay. Well, Glenn, you got any questions for Jenny?
No, I think it sounds like fun. I love when you guys are, that's one of the things I like about Equine Affairs, you're always adding new stuff. And I think that's one of the reasons this show is so popular.
It is. And one of Equine Affair is one of Horse Illustrated's Reader's Choice Awards for top equine events throughout the year. So we know our readers love you all. It's a great event. I'm excited to come again this year. And we'll have Horse Illustrated Western Life Today merch as well, so stop by. And if you want to check some things out in the meantime, you can always visit westernlifetoday.com or find us on Facebook and Instagram and horseillustrated.com as well.
Awesome. Well, perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today, Jenny. It was really fun. And everybody, make sure you visit Jenny in the Western Life Today alleyway at Equine Affair in less than a month.
Well, tickets to Equine Affair and Fantasia are on sale now. Don't miss your opportunity to attend your favorite horse expo, including hundreds of clinics, seminars, and demonstrations. The largest horse-related trade show in the East. It's happening on April 9th through the 12th. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of immersive experiences, too, like Drive a Draft. And if you've never done that, you have to drive a draft horse. It's so much fun. Fantasia, and that's the musical celebration that happens each night. And as I said, it's 9th, 10th, and 11th, and it's at Ohio. And what's the name of the center again? It's the Ohio Expo Center, right? Did I get
that
right?
That's right.
Yeah.
You got it right.
All right.
In Columbus.
And you can purchase your tickets at equineaffair.com. Driving a draft is so much fun. I had the opportunity to do it. We were invited, Dr. Wendy and I were invited to go to the World Percheron Congress. And it was in Massachusetts, actually, where you do Equine Affair at that same complex. And they had us drive in the celebrity driving competition. And it was Dr. Pohl from the TV show.
Yeah.
And it was Wendy and I, and there was one other celebrity I didn't know. And Wendy won, of course, because she drives horses for, that's what she did. She's an Olympic level driver.
Hard to beat.
So that was no problem. She won that. I didn't come in last though. We were driving a pair of drafts in an arena, and it was not a big arena. And I'll tell you what, driving a pair is much different. I had never done that before. I'd driven draft before, but not a pair. But I beat Dr. Pohl. That's my redeeming grace, is I didn't come in last.
That's your claim to fame. Yeah. I beat Dr. Pohl,
who had probably never driven anything in his life. So,
oh gosh,
anyway,
that's incredible.
I won. I beat him.
Well, good, good. You can take that to the bank. Was there a prize in the celebrity driving, or was it
Big a ribbon or award or something? Dr. Wendy won it, but we thought she should have been eliminated because she had driven like four in hands before. But no, she got the award.
Well, she, you know, it's not her fault.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's not her fault she had the perfect, benefit.
It was the first place, though, I ever got to drive in the box seat for a 8 in hand of Percherons. So there were 8 horses in front of us, and we were outside, and it was all done. We came out of the arena, and he said, "You want to go?" And it was Dr. Wendy and I, and he said, "You want to go for a little drive?" And we're like, "Heck yeah!" So, oh my God, the power with 8 of them in front of you is incredible.
Yeah,
you can feel it.
You never turn that down.
No.
When they ask, "Do you want to?"
And
you say yes.
There's 4 sets of reins. There's 1 set of reins that controls each pair, and they're woven through their fingers. And mm-hmm. how they can control each set separately, I don't get it. I could never have done it in a million years. But they did it like it was nothing. And those horses are enormous. They're 18 hands, you know. So it's just the power. You can feel it when you're sitting there with being pulled by 8 Percherons.
Well, yeah. I mean, a couple of years ago, I got the very special privilege and gift of climbing up onto the Whispery Pines Percherons wagon and getting to sit next to Sam while he drove. We were driving back into the barn, and he had the 8 Percherons in front of me, and it was just like, I wasn't even driving. I was just sitting there, but like watching them move, it was so fun. It's
and
just
the sound,
one of my favorite memories.
You probably remember this too, the sound of the jingling of the mm-hmm. harness and then their mm-hmm. hoofbeats. It's
well,
cool.
and we drove in. That was the other cool part is we were outside for a while, and then we went in under the roof of the Gilligan complex. So then it was echoing, and it was so cool. It really one of my favorite memories ever. So you're lucky you can drive.
I
think I'd be terrified of trying to drive them from up top. I think I could do it from the ground. But anyway, so our next guest, back to the show, is Jackie Jo Lee, and she is the founder of Animasoul, and it used to be Equisoul. So if you've heard of Equisoul, this is Animasoul now. And Jackie has spent her life working with animals. She has a bachelor's degree in equine health and rehabilitation, which I think is just like the coolest thing you can go to school for. And in 2018, she was diagnosed with Lyme disease. And one of the ways that she worked to overcome that was the use of light therapy. And so she was so inspired by using red light to help heal herself that she went on to found Animasoul in order to produce and sell infrared light therapy and red light therapy blankets for horses and dogs and cats. And so she'll be exhibiting at Equine Affair as part of the Western Life Today alleyway. So we wanted to invite her on to share her experiences and talk about how red light therapy can help horses heal. Well, hello, Jackie. Welcome to our show.
Thanks, Allison, for having me on. Honored to be here.
Well, I am so excited to get to meet you and talk to you. It has been kind of an exciting process doing a little bit of research on you and learning about Animasoul. And your passion in life, which as you said earlier today, kind of lights you up. And so I'm excited to hear what lights you up. So kind of, could we start briefly by talking about your horse experience? How did you get involved in this wonderful world of horses?
Oh gosh. Yes. The wonderful world of horses that literally bring the whole world together, like 1 in 3 removed. It's quite remarkable. Yeah, thanks. So my story probably started like most readers, you know, the kid that loved animals in general, wanted to be a vet my whole childhood, bringing animals into the house as pets and things, but always had an innate love for horses. None of my family members really had anything to do with horses, but I had many of them that lived in Lexington, Kentucky. And so I would just jump on horses whenever I got the chance. And they're magical creatures, right? And so their energy just really draws you in. And it's funny how life works. It takes you the way it's supposed to. I did not end up becoming a vet, but I did go to school and get a bachelor's degree in equine health and rehabilitation. And so for the close to the last 17, 18 years, I've been working as an equine and canine body worker, primarily on horses, though, and primarily on performance animals. So I've traveled all over the country working on equine athletes, doing, you know, massage, myofascial work, rehab. I always took into education every year. And really, it's just been such a rewarding job to learn how the body truly functions, that everything is connected. It allowed me to see healing and performance as actually a holistic view, whether people want to call that naturopath or naturopathic or holistic, everything truly is combined and connected in the body. And you have to treat it that way, whether it's for an injury, a surgery, a sickness, or even just for performance and longevity. And that's kind of how I got started in horses initially. The path that took me to where I am now, providing light therapy
for horses and all animals, our mission as a company is to help all animals with light around the world, is kind of through my own tragedy and illness. Now, I knew about lasers because of different internships I had done with my degree and working with different veterinarians on certain cases. Lasers work tremendously on injuries and healing faster and preventing scar tissue. However, I never had one in my practice for some of the same reasons why lasers are a little limited. They're very expensive. You have to have protective, you know, goggles and wear to use them. And you're only using an isolated area. And you as the practitioner are kind of stuck there as well. And in addition, you can actually cause damage. Like, they're that powerful that I have definitely seen lasers, you know, burn holes through ligaments and tendons on a horse and singe hair on a dog. And it happens. And so you have to be very careful. So I knew that light worked, but I didn't quite know the larger light story that I do now based off of quantum biology. And we'll get to that. I got Lyme disease about 6 years ago from a tick bite. And, you know, it can be really disastrous to your health. I do like to think we caught mine pretty early. And I like to think of myself as being somewhat of a quote unquote healthy person at that time. So I was able to recover pretty well, but I healed it naturally through some herbal tinctures and protocols instead of doing the traditional antibiotics because they want to put you on 3 months of that. And that just didn't align with my body. And I healed it. But when I was done after the Lyme disease, I had a lot of symptoms I couldn't recover from. And it's very similar to horses having like Lyme, which they can get, or like a disease like EPM. When you have these diseases that really attack the mitochondria and the neurological system, if it gets bad enough, it really wipes the body out, even once they've had treatment and come past it. I'm sure some listeners have had EPM horses where it's like, well, we treated the EPM and it's negative, but this horse is just not the same horse. You know, they're thin or they're frail or they really can't recover and actually start thriving again. Well, that was my case. I had healed the Lyme, but I wasn't recovering and thriving. And I was 35 years young. And my doctor wanted to put me on hormone replacements for the rest of my life. And I was also like, no, that doesn't sound fun or right. And so life kind of led me into some discussions on quantum biology. And that would be an 8-hour conversation if we opened up right now. But basically, quantum biology is based off of three pillars: light, water, and magnetism. Light, water, and magnetism is literally how every single living thing on this planet became alive and lives and thrives. We are basically charged by sunlight with the cellular water that's in our body that creates a magnetic charge with like our amino acids, minerals, vitamins, things like that to function correctly in the body. Like, that's how it works. It's actually that simple. Now, quantum physics and quantum biology can get super techy and super sciencey, and it'll make your brain hurt. But that's really the foundation. And so the foundation of that is to realize that light is the foundation of our health. And so if we look at our modern world, where statistics now say that we are spending 98% of our time indoors, we are completely removed away from natural light, especially the red and near infrared light wavelengths that are the deepest absorbing and most healing. And this is even in regards to our horses. You know, most non-horse people in the public would probably think every single horse is living out on 100 acres, you know, with bluegrass here in Kentucky or mountains behind them in Montana or Colorado. And they've got wide open spaces to just run and they're in a herd and they have like all the natural necessities as a wild horse should. However, we all know in the performance realm, it's not like that. They're spending a lot of time in stalls that are either too brightly lit by artificial light or not lit enough by very dim light. They might not have windows. And most performance horses are never getting enough turnout. Sorry, not sorry, but they are not getting enough turnout. And so they're not getting the magnetism from the earth. They're not getting the sun rays from the sun. And it's truly what is changing our genes as mammals, human mammals, you know, dogs, cats, horses, all of us. We need that sunlight and we need that light. And so when I started to recover from my health, I brought in red light therapy panels and red light therapy products into my health and allowed myself to be the guinea pig to see what it would do for me. And I did change some light life lifestyle things too. That's also probably another conversation for another day. But I completely raised all of my hormone levels, you know, libido levels, function of the brain, like everything came back to normal and then just continued to optimize And now at 42, I tell people, you know, my brain and my body work like a Ferrari. And we would want our animals to be the same, whether they're just our animals that we keep at home that we love so much, or as a performance animal. We want them functioning well and thriving. And when I turned around and looked at the animal industry that I'd worked in for so long that I loved so much, I realized they're all getting sicker and sicker at younger and younger ages, and the horses are breaking down more, and people are spending more and more money and time investing and don't know what's working. They feel very helpless now, and we're just throwing, you know, steroids and injections and pharmaceuticals and all that. And it's not to say that there's not sometimes that those things are needed, but the foundation of the health in our body, we're missing the most vital nutrient that it needs, which is light. And so that led me, once I kind of got the full story, I got certified in quantum biology. I started digging down all the science. I started teaching it to humans. And then lo and behold, literally like the light downloaded the invention idea to my brain. I don't really know any other way to tell the story. And we're a few years down the road now of, you know, inception and research and development and patent and LLC and all that kind of stuff. We launched August of 2024, and the results of the healing that we've been able to produce, and we can talk about that if you want some cases, has just been amazing. So long story short, that's kind of my story in a nutshell. What I've produced as a company and what our intention and goals are is really not just to show that red light therapy is one of the best, if not the best, modality that's the best return on investment as far as money goes, because there's no risk of harm or overdosage, but we want to teach not just to use it as a therapy, like for healing. It'll do that all day, every day. But we need to actually be looking at it as a supplement, because we are deficient in red and near infrared light.
So I wanted to ask you, and maybe in a nutshell, when you talk about red light therapy or red light, is it a particular wavelength of natural sunlight that you have channeled into these blankets or the wraps and things that I see on your website, or kind of give me more like the dumb person's version of, like, red light for dummies? What is the light that you're using in this therapeutic fashion to kind of help heal ligament strains or tendon strains, things like that?
Yeah. So the little bit of science for it, and I'll keep it real, you know, dummy 101 level for sure. That's what I'm good at, because I needed to understand it, you know, at that level. I'm certainly not a quantum physicist by any means. So, you know, when we're outside with the sun, all of us remember back in biology school that we had the full spectrum, which just meant the rainbow, right? Roy G. Biv, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and violet. And every single one of those colors come down to all living things that it's shining on. So whether it's a plant, a tree, an animal, or a human, and each color has directions that it's giving to the body in the form of photons. It's just a little packet of information to think of. And each color also is measured in wavelengths. So like your really bright light during the middle of the day, your UV at you at a very fast speed and a very short wavelength. So sometimes those can be seen as inflammatory. Again, that's another topic for another day. Right. But red and near infrared, you have constantly. It's actually dominant at sunrise and dominant in sunset. That's why we get all the beautiful, you know, red and oranges at sunrise and sunset that we can see. The human can actually only see 0.003% of the spectrum, which is probably why it makes us hard to understand that it's actually doing anything. Mm-hmm. But then you have the red and the near infrared through the middle of the day as well. So with technology, we've been able to now capture those wavelengths and bring them into devices for therapy. Since the 70s, we've had it in the form of a laser. And so, you know, we have lasers that can, it can burn through skin in surgery. We have lasers that operate on eyeballs. And we have therapeutic lasers that we see in physical therapy and even for veterinarians. And they do work. I'm not here to knock them by any means. It's all we've had for quite some time. But they can be dangerous. They're usually monochromatic. They are very expensive, so most just regular pet or horse owners can't get their hands on them. But right. It's the exact same type of therapy. What we're using in our devices is LEDs. That's how it's powered, through a battery and through an LED device, so a light-emitting diode. And that just allows it to be the same beneficial effects that you're going to get from a laser, except it just takes longer, and also there's no risk of harm. And they're way cheaper to make, and so that makes accessible to the pet or horse owner. So all of our devices are using LEDs, and you can capture any of the wavelengths from the sun, really. UV is something that hasn't really been implemented too well into LEDs yet, but I'm sure that's coming with technology. But every other color in the sun, you can really capture. It's just the red and the near infrared are the ones that are the deepest absorbing and penetrating that create the best healing. And I'm sure most people have seen, you know, red light therapy is blowing up everywhere as, you know, a biohack trend and a health trend. And it really does work if you get yourself a product that is, you know, well made from a company that understands the science. Even NASA back in the 70s, actually, they were one of the first, you know, accredited organizations to prove that light worked in therapy. They were using red and near infrared light therapy to grow plants in space. I don't think you can really get any more like accredited or, you know, where's the science than that. But there are over 7,000 scientific articles on photobiomodulation, which is the scientific term of light therapy. So it's one of the most studied modalities out there.
Absolutely. And I mean, in a previous life, when I was a full-time freelance equine journalist, I wrote a few articles on red light therapy and its use in horses. And it felt, even at the time, as I was researching and interviewing people like yourself, it felt a little like magic, but it's not magic. It's science and it is real. It's just, I don't know if it's like our trained skepticism and the medical field and all of that we go, what, how could light have an effect? But it really does. I mean, we think about the power of sunlight to make you feel better, the power of sunlight to hurt you if you're out in it too much. I mean, light is just as effective, good or bad, as medication and a pill. And so clearly here you've harnessed the healing powers of light, and you're putting it in mats for dogs and cats. You're putting it in blankets, in wraps for horses. And something that kind of caught my eye is I was on your website and I saw, I think it was like reviews, and there was a cat laying on a mat. And it's like, you can't make a cat do what a cat doesn't want to do. Oh. And so I loved that the cat was just like, yeah, I'm going to hang out here because it feels good. Because obviously even the cat recognizes I'm getting a benefit here. And I thought that was really just said a whole lot in a picture to me.
Yes, I appreciate that you see that and acknowledge that. I mean, you're so right on cats. They do what they want, and they definitely take over things. Like, these were cats just like stealing the dog blanket from their brother or stealing it from the horse in the tack room. But, you know, even for the listeners, when you think about your perspective, we see the animals that just want to go and lay out in the sun, or if they're in the house, they try to lay in that little ray of sunshine coming through the windows, you know. But all of our modern environments now, our modern windows don't let red and near infrared light in. You know, we have artificial light all around us in the form of LEDs and fluorescent light bulbs and tech screens. And that's only a blue light wavelength that's very inflammatory to our health. And these are things that we will be teaching as a company. But yes, being able to provide that. And what's a little different with our products from what has been out on the market as well is we're providing full body devices. And we have a patented, we have a patent on the design for the belly band, because I guess people have just kind of forgotten about the ventral line of the animal with them being on all fours. And so much that goes on there from when I was a body worker for so many years, the ventral line of our animals, there's so many oblique muscles there, and your heart and lungs and organs. There's a lot of surgeries that happen there, you know, spay and neuters and colic surgeries, C-sections. And we really need to be able to support that area as well. And so there's no other therapeutic blanket on the market that has a belly band. And we're already showing cases as well that we're directly innervating with the gut microbiome. And I think most mainstream is starting to learn that the gut's pretty important to keep healthy. You know, the microbiome is there for digesting and absorbing nutrients. But besides that, your immune system is made there. Your sexual hormones are made there for vitality and longevity, and your feel-good hormones. So, you know, dopamine, tryptophan, serotonin. So any type of like anxiousness or behavior issues, you know, can we get in there and actually innervate with that and help prevent it? And on the human side of studies, it's showing great results, like healing the gut lining, healing symptoms of IBS and IBD, actually improving and increasing numbers of positive bacteria just using light. You know, so what could we do for the horse that has, you know, ulcers or some inflammation in the gut, by using that belly band and using light, where it's not, there's a lot of times now that we are overloading the body and overburdening the gut, the liver, and the kidneys because of all the supplements we're feeding. Again, not to say that they're not needed sometimes, but we don't always know exactly how much the horse needs, and we just force feed it, right? And then we end up having a horse or a dog that has pancreatitis or liver enzyme issues, and we don't really know where that was caused. Some of it's going to still come from that indoor lifestyle, but also if we've been overburdening the body with supplements that it doesn't need, that's also going to cause a an energy drain on the body.
Well, and you know, there's that saying, if mom is not happy, nobody's happy in the horse. If the gut's not happy, nobody's happy. So I love that idea of a blanket with a ventral, with a belly band to kind of target the belly, because we know our horses have, you know, a belly ache is serious business in horses, as we all know, colic, ulcers, all that stuff. So I think that's brilliant. So we've talked about red light therapy, and that is, as you said, that could be a whole 8-hour conversation, but I love it. I love that you tried it on yourself first and you realized, hey, this is helping me with a really serious disease. And I wish Glenn was on today, because he has talked about his struggle with Lyme before, because he's had Lyme disease as well. So I wish he was here. But you discovered it yourself, that it worked on you, and then you started spreading the word, and you founded Animasoul, and I think that this is awesome. So tell us the really exciting news, which is that people who come to Equine Affair are going to get to learn about your products.
Yes, super excited about that. You know, Equine Affair, and it's kind of a double-edged sword. Equine Affair and World Cup are at the exact same time this year. Mm-hmm. And so myself and my horse blanket and our larger booth setup is actually going to be at World Cup. So if there's any listeners listening, come by and see me personally there. However, great friends like you and also our associate Jenny from Horse Illustrated and the magazine, they will be at Equine Affair, and you'll be able to talk to them and see some of our products there. So we will have, you know, our leg wraps and bell boots there with some marketing material and information to just come check them out. You know, if you want to come get a free 15-minute session of the leg wrap on your lower back or the bell boot on your neck. The great thing about our products, which is a really great sales point too, is it's safe for all mammals. So even though it's a horse product, you can use it on the dog, you can use it on you. You as a human, you are also a mammal, even though most modern humans have forgotten that. and we're super excited for the opportunity, because I've had Equine Affair actually on our, you know, to-do list and to-visit list for 2 years now with developing the company. It's an event that has long-standing great reputation that brings all types of horse people together, you know, not just for one discipline. And so it's definitely an event that's very highly desirable to be at in attendance. We will definitely be there with a full booth next year, because we won't have World Cup. But I'm glad that magically I can be in two different places at one time. And so we are very excited to have our products at Equine Affair for your audience to come by and see.
Absolutely. And we will look forward to having you next year, but we're really excited to get to have a piece of you at the Western Life Today alleyway this year. And so how can people learn more about you and about Animasoul if they're unlucky enough not to be at World Cup or Equine Affair, which you totally should be? But how else can people learn about you?
Yeah, so they can go straight to our website. First of all, we have, you know, science on there. We have case studies of the different healing that we've done. Our team, my information's on there. The email that's on the website comes directly to me, so I'm happy to answer any questions that you might be having with your horse or your dog or yourself to use light for. That website is animasoul.life, so animasoul.life, L-I-F-E. And then we have tons of social media pages. So we're on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn, and we did just start a YouTube channel. There's a couple videos up there, but we're starting our educational series by this summer. So there'll be a lot more, you know, videos and stuff uploading onto YouTube. But come check out all of those different platforms to see us.
Awesome. Wonderful. Well, thank you, Jackie, for coming on and sharing. It is clear that it lights you up, and it's a really exciting topic. So thanks for sharing.
Thanks so much for having me on. I look forward to seeing you guys soon in person.
Now, remember, you can learn more about Equine Affair and also get your tickets at our website, equineaffair.com. You can also go on our Facebook page to find out everything that's going on. I'm posting daily. Everything's happening. It's going to be a really great event. You can also go on our YouTube channel and check out videos of some of the features and past events. It's kind of my baby. I edit most of those videos, or I produce them. So if you want to see what's going on at Equine Affair and get excited for next month,
go check out our YouTube. And remember, get those tickets. You can buy daily admission tickets at the gates, but it really is easier to get them in advance so that you've got that taken care of. And then it's always a good idea to buy your tickets for Fantasia early so you get the seat you want.
And if you don't get to go, you don't live near there, you're going to get a little piece of it. We'll have three special episodes in April that Ashley will be hosting here on Horses in the Morning. And Equine Affair has its own podcast feed. Yes, it's part of the Horses in the Morning podcast feed, but they also have their own. Just search for Equine Affair on your podcast player, and you can get just those episodes every month and all the past episodes as well. Well, this is the last one we're doing before you're gone party.
Yeah, I get to go party with Ashley. So, na-na-na-na-na-na, you aren't there.
I'm looking forward to hearing it. I'm looking forward to... I'll be helping with it, though. I mean, I'm not getting out of work altogether. I am doing the editing of the episode. So, I'll just be doing that from home where I don't get sick. So,
well, and I think... And that is good. We want you to be well. And I think that Ashley maybe mentioned they're doing an auditor dinner. So, maybe they'll Zoom you in for that or
yes,
something.
Yes, they are doing... I don't know the... details on that, but we'll announce that again for sure. We'll let everybody know when that's going to be. I know that we do it every year when we're there, and it's always the highlight. Mm-hmm. So, and you guys love Ashley, so it'll be fine. It'll work out good. And she's got a new booth this year too, so that she put together. So I'm excited to see that as well. Well, good luck at Equine Affair. Have fun, everybody.
Thank you. Yes, good luck, and we'll see you at Equine Affair.